It's Feel Good Friday time. The top stories from the week that you may have missed with all the crazy news going on at the moment, about to make you feel good right now. Deep breath, everyone. All right. First up.
Okay. Hit us.
We have a teenager has helped a family who lost their home in the Noosa bushfires. Now, this family lost their newly renovated home. It was supposed to be their forever home. A week after moving into their forever home, the bushfires came and tore everything apart. Now, this family were trying to, with the money that they had, trying to find a builder that would be able to help them rebuild. But unfortunately, for what they needed done and the amount of money they had, they were unable to find anyone. So, a 16-year-old school student who didn't know them heard of their story and decided she wanted to help out. She set up a Properties for Promise Foundation, fundraised a bunch of money, and with the help of her builder dad, they have started rebuilding this family's home.
That's so cool.
A random 16-year-old has helped a random family. How cool is that?
She's better than most of us over 16, let's be honest.
Exactly, I know. Here's an animal one. I know the animal ones always make you happy. A couple were over in Texas, were on their boat, right? Mm-hmm. And they were on a lake and they saw something in the water. It ended up being a baby deer. And it was sort of like, you know, not really with it. And they pulled it up onto their boat. They gave it CPR, revived the baby deer, took it to a rehabilitation center, and it ended up living. Giving a baby deer CPR to save its life.
That's delightful.
Yes, it is delightful. Oh, my God, that was great. Good one, Sam.
Thank you.
Last but certainly not least, a bit of local good news story is that the Serena Sugar Shed's going to be opening back up. Obviously been closed for 12 weeks due to coronavirus, and they're going to be opening back up on Monday, the 15th of June, which is really exciting because, you know, we want our businesses, especially the Sugar Shed. It's a great tourist attraction, open just in time for the school holidays. Obviously, they've had to move a few things around, but they're going to be opening back up. So good news there locally as well.
Brilliant.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Have a good Friday. Hope that sets you off in the right mood.
Feeling a lot better, thank you, right?
Feel free to always give us a call, though, on 13 12 16. Let us know if you've had anything that's made you feel good this week or you've seen any good deeds being done. We'd love to hear them on 13 12 16.
Kia from Mackay's called through. What's your thing for Feel Good Friday?
I sure do. It's just one of my own personal life. I got the best cuddles from my little two-year-old.
Oh, I could cry. That's so nice. You got the best cuddles. Do you? What's your two-year-old's name?
His name's Alexander.
Alexander. That's so lovely. Is he not normally cuddly?
He is normally very cuddly, but today he's been especially affectionate.
Oh, that is so gorgeous. Well, thank you for sharing that, Kia. I love it.
You're welcome. You have a beautiful day.
You too. You have a
happy
beautiful
feel
day.
Good Friday,
yeah,
Kia.
Happy Feel Good Friday.
Happy Feel Good Friday.
Kate from Bacasia, you got a feel good story for us. What is it?
I have a tip for Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it. Let's go hear it.
Let people in when you're driving in traffic. It'll make you feel like you've saved the world.
Okay.
You know what? I agree. Because it's no skin off your nose. Half the time they're not even asking. But if you hold back, you're like, you feel like a champion, don't you?
Yeah. I'm like, I just did that for you guys. You're welcome.
That is amazing. Katie, I love it. Thank you so much for your call.
No worries.